Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Nate.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, though I do think you've given me a hell of a thing to follow.
Yeah, such a good
kind of few minutes, and now I feel like the only way I can go is down.
Oh, no. We're only going up from here because we're going to do a little recap of some of your faves from the Writers' Fest.
We are, yeah. So it's been a huge week kind of books in Auckland. It actually started on Tuesday night, which was an interesting time to do an event. But I think the festival is just getting so big that they had to kind of squeeze people in where they could. Mm. With international investigative journalist Patrick Redding-Keene talking about his new book, London Falling. And I've never seen Auckland so busy on a Tuesday night. It's not really the night that you expect to see a whole bunch of people walking into the OTS Centre. But like a lot of the events was sold out. It was great. Mm. And then on Wednesday, the kind of official opening of the ceremony comes with the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
Which is always a wonderful night. It's kind of, it's an odd thing to view, but as it should be, it's primarily a night for the winners, for the 16 people shortlisted, for the other people that get longlisted, for the publishers. And it was a wonderful event. And the winner this year was potentially a bit of an upset because it went to Ingrid Horrocks for her book All Her Wives, which is a short story collection. Mm. And it's the first time in quite a long time, I think, that short stories have won, which is really nice because they're such a vital part of the kind of book industry, and they're not often done for the major awards, but it's a really interesting form in its own right, and it's also something that's published less than a full novel. It's seen as less marketable, but it's really the main vector for how new voices are introduced. And All Her Wives is a great book. It's kind of 9 stories that reverberate and echo across time from the 18th century to the present. They're about kind of the changing expectations and constraints of womanhood, and they take you from kind of farming New Zealand to icy Scandinavian ports to the height of Berlin rave culture. And they're great stories. There'll be something for everyone in there. And there's 3 other awards. That's the big one. The fiction win, that gives you 65,000. So it's the big kind of end point of the night. But the other 3 awards are also vital. And general nonfiction, that went to Tini Makariti for her kind of hybrid essay memoir, This Compulsion in Us, which is all about identity and what that means in the kind of current New Zealand. It's about her whakapapa, the good and bad parts of our national identity, particularly connected to being Maori, being a woman, how those 2 things mix. Art and writing, being part of that legacy of art and writing that I think every creative probably feels. The people that have come before you, the people that will be coming after you. Mm. And I just have to give a special shout out to this one because I used it as a source in an art history paper last year and it got me a really good grade. So thank you to Tina Markarudi for that.
Yep. Shout out.
And then poetry, the best poetry book was given to Black Sugarcane by Nafanua Purcell Kessel. I'm not a big poetry reader, but I did kind of flick through this, and it's also Samori about identity. So she's a Samoan New Zealander, and I know people who can just kind of dissect poetry and be like, this is why it works, and I can't really do that, but I do think the poems I read were stunning, and her reading on the night, because they all do a reading, was also just beautiful to hear and to listen to. And then the illustrated nonfiction, which essentially means those beautiful coffee table books.
Yes, yeah.
That was given to a very fun choice, I thought, which was Mr. Ward's Maps.
Did he win?
He did. It did win.
Yes.
Well, Elizabeth Cox is actually the author, because Mr. Ward was the guy who made the map. And I think it's early, kind of 19th century when Wellington was forming, and then Elizabeth Cox just kind of found them and thought, oh my god, I have to research these.
We were chatting about that earlier, and I was really excited about the prospect of it winning. So
yeah, a map book, and it's also, I guess, when you look at a map, it's a it's kind of also a history of what stays and what changes, because you also look at what Wellington now, what Wellington came from. And I have a special kind of liking of this book because at the ceremony, and I thought it was really funny, a very good reading. But she kind of got up and was like, I think children are often left out of history. So she talked about a biscuit factory, and I was like, oh, this will be nice and sweet. And then she just kind of rattled off all the children's whose like arm were broken.
Oh my
and
God.
Like, accidentally fell into like a vat of something they should not have fallen into.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Such a kind of funny shifting expectations, but really well researched and a very good reading. But personal
wow.
highlight of the night for me was maybe that, which I don't know what that says about me.
That's grim night.
But no, it was a lovely ceremony, and it was a kind of magical night, and the speeches that were given were very kind of thankful. Everyone looked quite genuinely shocked. And it's always nice in an awards ceremony, I think, when everyone looks genuinely surprised. Mm. And yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the festival itself, which took place over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And I thought for quite a long time about how to sum this up in a radio review, considering there's about 170 odd sessions over those days.
Wow.
And as much as I tried, and I really did try, I could not go to all of them.
Mm.
But I just thought I'd kind of use some words and themes that I think kind of summed up what the festival was, and which will be slightly embarrassing because I've heard masters of summing up incredibly complex stuff in like 5 minutes at all these panels, but I'll give it my best shot. And the first word that kind of came into my head was joyful.
Mm.
And I thought there was an important contrast here, and joyful doesn't mean happy. And it made me think of a session I went to with Elizabeth Knox, who's one of our great New Zealand fiction writers. And this book is actually a memoir. And by all metrics, it should be a really sad session, because it's a memoir of a year in her life where her mother died of motor neuron disease.
Mm.
Her brother-in-law was killed in this act of completely senseless violence.
Yeah.
And her sister had a very extreme kind of mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
All happened in a year. And
wow.
It should have been, and it was a kind of session on tragedy and grief.
Mm.
But she said this thing that really drove home to me, which is, it's a really funny book as well. And Emily Perkins, who was chairing the session, asked how she kind of got that dynamic. And she said, when I was writing, I was always keeping in mind that these things are tragedies, but they're tragedies because the world is wonderful.
Mm.
And weaving the world, that's what makes weaving the world so sad for anyone.
Mm.
It's because I believe that the world is a wonderful place to be, and that grief as an emotion and all the messiness of caring for a relative is that comes out of love. You can't do a memoir.
And it's part of that wonder.
Exactly. Mm. And you can't do a memoir of grief without it also being about love.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should read that book. It's called Nightmare. And it's out now.
Mm.
It's a wonderful, wonderful memoir.
Yeah.
And then I also thought about kind of a celebration of identity. And I thought of Witty Ihemaira. And I did have this book in my notes, but I've seemed to have lost it, the title. But if you go into a New Zealand bookstore and say the new book by Witty Ihemaira and they don't know who you're talking about, they
Leave.
Should find a different profession. But he talked about this new book by him is at the age of 79. He's maybe, with Patricia Grace, our greatest writer, going back and learning Tarot at the age of 79, so he could write in Tarot, and he's always written in English. And this session had the entire audience crying in 20 minutes. It was a really beautiful place to be. It was almost a performance. I also thought about kind of the cleverness of language, and that runs through the entire festival, of course, but I thought of Maria Riva, the author of Endling, chaired by Time Out's own Jenna Todd, and she was a wonderful moderator. And she started talking about this book, which is about a heist story, snails, fiction that ends in non-fiction, the Ukraine war, Ukrainian identity, deconstructing Ukrainian identity, looking at Ukraine from Canada and that kind of immigrant identity. And I thought, there's so much in these 300 pages, and it really kind of drove home the dexterity and how much books can do. Yeah. And that was a really wonderful session. And these things run through all this, and it was all everything I went to, those three things to me. But the festival itself was just a massive success. It was the most books ever sold at a festival.
Wow.
Asher Emanuel, author of The Valley, which I think Jenna talked about last week on here, after his session, they completely sold out, and he had to go back to his hotel room and cart down three extra boxes to give them. Because it was such, he was so amazing, and it was there was such a rush to get to that queue. The most tickets ever sold, and that made me think of the Jacinda event at the Kuru Te Kanawa Theatre, where they sold tickets for that so fast that they actually just used all the other rooms and sold tickets to screenings of that, which also promptly sold out incredibly fast. And it was shared by Noel McCarthy. Two standing ovations, one at the start, I think, for being Jacinda Ardern, and then, which I think deserved, and then one at the end for saying just a really beautiful hour and 15 minutes. And I think with Jacinda, there's a particular urge to say that it's performing, particularly, I think, and there's a lot of reasons why this is, when she talks about kindness and a different type of leadership. There seems to be a whole cohort of people who can stand up and say, no, you're kind of pretending to be someone you're not. But this session completely disproves it, and my favourite part was audience questions when this 12-year-old asked, I've joined my school debate club, and the first one's next week, and do you have any advice? And the kind of warmth and care that was given in that answer was kind of showed that particular brand of kindness that book shows leadership should be. And it was a wonderful session.
So cool. Oh my gosh, so much amazing stuff. And yes, I must say the Writers' Fest looked like it went absolutely off this year. So cool to see people getting out there and seeing events sell out. Yeah. It's awesome.
No, long may it last. I hope it's just like up and up and up.
And every year I think it's going strength to strength, which is wonderful to see.
And if people went out to Writers' Fest events and panels and liked what they were hearing about, I'm sure lots of the stock is available at Time Out.
Lots of the stock, but selling fast, so get in quick.
Okay. There you go, everyone. Hey, thank you so much, Nate. I hope you have a restful week recovering from the Writers' Fest. And have an awesome rest of your day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.